Hi, my name is Dick Shirey, and I was born in Western Pennsylvania and went to a Catholic grade school. I had the Sisters of Mercy there in the Catholic grade school. I identified with Earl's First Communion. I went to St. Vincent College in my hometown. It's in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And in my junior year of that college experience, the news came into my philosophy classroom that John Kennedy had been shot and most likely would be killed, would be dead. And so he was. Many of you can remember where you were on that day that John Kennedy was assassinated. But one of the inspirations that came from John Kennedy was in his inaugural address, ask not what you can do for what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And at that time, the Peace Corps was coming into being, and my sister was talking about joining the Peace Corps. So I thought, what a great idea. So I joined the Peace Corps after graduating from college, and I went to the Philippines. And little did I know, but the Philippines is a Christian country, had been Christian for almost 400 years, 350 years under the Spanish and 50 years of the American occupation there, and then independence. There was a little chapel down the boulevard from where I was set up with my Peace Corps experience to teach in a normal college. And that chapel had a thin veil because there were Carmelite sisters who had a little convent there. And I was going to daily mass because it seemed like that's the way I was fed. That was my Eucharist. And after a few months, the sisters asked me through an intermediary if they could give me breakfast. And I said, sure. And they gave me a wonderful breakfast. The intermediary was a Filipino Jesuit whose name was Oscar Millar. And Father Oscar, actually, I find out, spent some time here at Orisville, which is really kind of an amazing coincidence. But he took me under his wing, and we traveled into the boondocks, into the areas of the Philippines where people were very, very poor, and I was his glorified altar boy. And so I started to really identify with the Philippine people, especially the poor. Then we visited a pineapple plantation. This is my prop, pineapple. And the pineapple plantation was the Dole Pineapple Plantation in Cotabato of southern Mindanao in the Philippines. And the manager saw me as an American and said, I'll really show you around. And he showed me the fields, he showed me the workers' housing, he showed me the canning operation, he showed me the wharf where they put the boxed pineapple to send to the shipping. And I said to him, why can't we buy any pineapple down in Zamboanga City where I am? And he said, oh, we don't produce this pineapple for the Filipinos, we produce it for Americans because the Americans have the money. This pineapple goes to Chicago and New York. And I thought, oh, my. And then I said to him, I just have one more question for you. And that question is, why are you wearing a gun? And he said, well, you know, every once in a while, you have to show the natives who's boss. And that was transformative for me because my heart just started to burn. And I felt, I have to do something about this situation, about the racism, the imperialism, the kind of colonialism that goes on in this world. And so it impelled me to become a teacher of economics, eventually teaching at Siena College, and representing the poorest of the poor as much as I can, and to spread the message that every person deserves human dignity. We are one body, we are one bread, we are one Eucharist. We can't separate ourselves in any way. Thank you.